listening to the Neshot Hamayim podcast, where I talk about birth, life, nature, and the divine wisdom we can gain through it all. I'm Chaya, your hostess. Blessed is Adonai, ruler of the universe, who brought us to this place and time for this purpose. It's story time, your most favorite episode of the month. I knew it. So, today's story is also from my high school days. It is probably as ridiculous as extreme hide and seek, but maybe not as long. So, in the golden year of high school, if you didn't listen to the last story time episode, or the extreme hide and seek one, there was this year, I think I was a freshman in high school, and I was friends with many of the seniors because my sister was a senior. And we had this really great group back when I was a Christian at our church. We had this really great youth group. We were all friends. We all did dumb stuff together. We played and went out to the movies and things like that. So this is one of those nights. So we lived in a small town. You know, we had one movie theater. Oh, no. I guess we had a couple across the county. But there was one big mall, and that movie theater was the one that we went to. And it was kind of out in the boonies a little bit. It's, you know, it's next to town, but it's at the edge of town. And you'd have to be there, but just picture, you know, this big mall, and theater attached to the mall, and then just like fields around. So, we watched Talladega Nights. What is it? The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, I think. If you haven't seen it, then this is going to be hard to understand, but you'll still be able to get the story. Okay. But if you have seen the movie, then it's going to make a lot more sense. So we watched that movie, all of us as a group, and it was the last showing of the night. So when we came out of the theater, the mall was all closed down, and it was, I think, a little bit past midnight maybe. And it was just very quiet. The parking lot was very empty, not totally empty, but very, very empty, like hardly any activity, right? So we all, you know, we're leaving and we're driving out, headed back home. And I don't even know where the idea, like how this started, but in the truck that I was in, was the high school football quarterback, my boyfriend at the time, who was also a football player, he was a lineman, and a couple of other linemen, I think. And I'm trying to remember who else was in there. I know I can picture at least one guy who's a lineman, who's my brother type person. Anyway, so we're in the truck, and we're all of us, it's a big group, it's like 20 of us. We had caravaned. And the dude who was the football quarterback, he was kind of like the leader. He was like one of the, he just had this natural propensity for leadership. So he just was kind of our like lead guy, team leader. Him and, you know, a couple, there was another girl and I think one other, that basically it was like they were the team leads. So, so he is driving in front of this caravan and they're all messing around. I don't remember the conversation. I just remember they stopped the truck when we were at a part of the parking lot that was like basically completely empty. He stopped the truck. They had all, discovered that my boyfriend, Johnny was his name, that Johnny had worn tighty whities, that he was the only guy of the group in that truck that wore tighty whities. Okay. great conversation for a bunch of high schoolers. But anyway, so they stopped the truck because what they planned to do was reenact a scene from Talladega Nights. So they stopped the truck. Again, there's a caravan of other, you know, our friends behind us, and they don't have any idea what's going on. So we just stop in the middle. Like, there was so much room to drive. Literally, we just stopped on the, you know, the driveway part of the parking lot. And Johnny, I don't remember if he got undressed, like, as the truck was stopping, or if he did it as soon as he was out of the truck. But basically, he stripped down to his tidy whities and starts running and saying, "Help me, Tom Cruise, help me, I'm on fire." And he's saying it with, like, that kind of accent. He's, help me, Tom Cruise, help me, Oprah Winfrey, I'm on fire. And he's saying this, and then the quarterback, his name is Tyler. He's always, Johnny and Tyler were best friends. They were always, you know, each other's right-hand man. They were wingmen. They were so tight. So Johnny's running around in his tidy whities saying, "Help me, help me." And he's being ridiculous. Like, he's waving his hands around. He's running in a circle. It's nonsense. And Tyler, you know, lets him do that for a little bit. And then he shoots out of the truck and starts chasing after him, because this is, again, they're reenacting the scene from the movie. So he says, I got you, I'll help you, or whatever. I can't remember the lines now, but he's like, I got you, and he's chasing him, and Johnny's running, and Tyler's chasing him down, you know, and they're not going super fast, they're just putting on a goofy scene, right? All of us have just seen this movie, so we know exactly what they're doing, and we're just dying laughing. Oh my gosh. Everyone, the cars behind us in our caravan, they had opened up their doors. They're like, and this is before, like, iPhones and stuff. So I feel so old saying that, but we didn't have, like, I think maybe one of us had maybe a camera phone. I don't remember, to be honest, but most of us, like, not all of us had even cell phones. It was before all of that nonsense. So we're just, you know, out in being entertained by this ridiculousness and these guys just putting on this scene for us, and they're doing it perfectly, like, and then he, you know, they're kind of extending it a little bit more, like, Tyler catches him and, you know, puts the fire out, and then he just kind of, like, he's like, okay, I'm on fire, and he starts running again, and they start it all up again. Nonsense, pure nonsense. Then, all of a sudden, we hear someone say, "The cops are coming!" We're like, oh crap! So everyone gets back in their cars, but Johnny is, like, pretty far, you know, he's not super far away, but he's, like, he's out there a little bit, and we look and we see it's not the cops coming, but it's the little security, you know, golf cart, the mall security person, and their little light, and they're coming straight towards us. They're like, oh no! And Tyler, again, he was the quarterback. Johnny was the lineman. So Tyler booked it for his truck and got there, like, 5 years before Johnny made it. Johnny wasn't super slow, but it just, you know, like, Tyler was super fast. And he gets in his truck and he starts to drive, but he's driving slowly. And we open the truck door for Johnny's side of the truck. And he somehow, I don't know, I think one of the guys threw him his pants when he was still out of the truck. They, like, grabbed him and tossed him to him. So he catches them. And Tyler's driving away. We have the door open. Johnny's got his pants in his hand. And he's got one leg in. And literally leaps into the truck to get his, and, like, mid-air is putting his pants on and leaps into the truck, falls onto all of our laps in the back of the truck, and is, you know, hurriedly, he's putting his pants up, getting dressed, you know, and close the door, and we're all just dying, but we're also like, oh crap, you know, because we don't know what kind of trouble we can get in for this, you know. We're all just being silly and, you know, whatever, but we still don't know, and we're all, you know, generally pretty good kids, so we were like, oh crap, mom's gonna find out, you know, kind of thing. So we all tried to leave, but the security golf cart reaches us and like gets in front of us and stops the caravan. So they, you know, this person waves us down. A very like unintimidating person, might I add, but you know, we respect that they were security, they work here, they're doing their job. Okay, we're going to stop, and they're telling us to stop. So we stop, and Tyler rolls down his window. And the security person says, yeah, we got a call that someone's out here streaking naked. And we were giggling in the back. And Tyler's like, streaking? No, there's no one naked out here running around. And they're like, yeah, there, you know, some guy was running naked, you know, da da da. You didn't see anybody streaking like that? And he kind of like the guard kind of like, you know, isn't trying to be overly, you know, like a cop, you know, not sticking their head in the window or anything, but they're kind of looking and everybody's dressed. So we're like, you know, oh, we didn't do anything. We don't know what you're talking about. And Tyler, you know, is like, no, there's no one's naked. No one's been naked. And they're like, okay, well, you know, you guys heading home? Yeah, we're heading home. All right. Well, have a good night. You can't be naked out here, okay? Okay. And they leave. And then I think we met up somewhere, the caravan. We stopped, like, I don't know, at Starbucks or somewhere like that. The donut shop, I don't know. And wherever we, like, regrouped, we were dying laughing. We laughed so hard. It was the greatest thing. And 100% when our parents found out about what happened, they were collectively not impressed. But it was hilarious and a great memory. And yeah. And if you haven't seen that movie, go watch it. It's ridiculous. It's very slapstick humor, but it's Will Ferrell and, I can't remember his name. The guy that he, is in the movie, Brothers with, is that the name of that one? Anyway, you'll recognize him. He's an actor that's been in lots of movies other than, like, Will Ferrell has been, this guy has been in lots of movies, so you'll probably recognize him. But anyway, great movie, ridiculous, very stupid movie. And it resulted in a very stupid scene in real life that was hilarious. And we all forever will remember Johnny in his tidy whities running around saying he's on fire and leaping into the truck, trying to put his pants on as he does so. So fun times. Totally ridiculous. I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.